Good morning and welcome to Market Minutes. It's Thursday, October the 13th, and I'm Mahalakshmi. Today, let's put the spotlight on the good old consumer sector. The Nifty FMCG index has been the best sectoral index year to date with a gain of almost 14%, while the Nifty 50 is down 3% for the year. If you just rewind back to the beginning of the year, the FMCG index really started off on a weak wicket. When Russia-Ukraine tensions escalated, not just prices of metals and crude, but also those of soft commodities like palm oil and copra skyrocketed. Then came a double whammy with Indonesia, which is the largest producer of palm oil in the world, putting a ban on its exports. FMCG stocks fell as investors were worried about the rising raw material costs hurting margins of these companies. But companies exploited their pricing power to protect their profitability. FMCG companies are notorious for passing on any escalation in raw material prices, for that matter, any other cost. I'm saying notorious because as consumers, we end up bearing the brunt, but as shareholders, it's great. As long as companies have the power to price their products, it's great because they can protect their profits even in bad times. That is why these companies command such high valuations. We will come to that in a bit. Coming back to the point, in the March quarter and June quarter this year, FMCG companies undertook several rounds of price hikes to protect their P&L. As a result of these increases, analysts believe that most FMCG companies will see strong revenue growth in the September quarter, that is, this earnings season. For the 19 consumer companies under domestic brokerage Motilal Oswal's coverage, their analysts expect a 17% growth on top line and 13% growth in net profit. If we look at each large cap stock individually, they expect a 17% revenue growth for Hindustan Lever, 15% for Britannia, 13% for Nestle, and 12% for ITC's FMCG vertical. But while top line is set to expand, margins will continue to remain under pressure. This is because FMCG companies were sitting on high-cost inventory and that will play spoilsport. To put things in perspective, FMCG companies procure raw material for 75 to 80 days. So what companies have sold in Q2 were actually procured at high costs. Because prices of key commodities such as crude and palm oil only started easing towards the end of the second quarter this fiscal. So the benefit of low input costs will come only for the next quarter. Now, along with price hikes, companies also cut grammage in their packs. Basically, you got less quantity for the same price that you paid earlier. Smaller soaps, lesser detergent powder, less biscuits per pack, and so on. For sure, this may have helped companies protect margins somewhat in the previous quarter, but the undesirable outcome of that is there is also an adverse impact on volume growth. In fact, in its Q2 FY23 business update, Marico said its India business saw low single-digit volume growth. Analysts are also pegging low volume growth for Dabur, Godrej Consumer Products and Colgate. Remember, volume growth becomes especially important when levers for margin expansion gets exhausted or start to diminish. Now, another reason behind low volumes for FMCG companies is the sluggish rural demand. Due to inflationary pressure and weak rainfall in some states, rural India has been severely affected. Incomes have decreased and this has impacted spending ability. Data from retail intelligence firm Bizom shows that sales in rural areas fell 14.3% in September compared to August. Given that inflation worries haven't eased all that much, rural stocking has also been cautious. Owners of kirana shops are looking to restock only after liquidation of stock built up in the previous month. Now, rural India is a key market for FMCG companies. It makes up for almost one-third of revenues. So what are FMCG firms doing to get back demand? Obviously, they're doing just the opposite of what they did in the past two quarters to avoid a hit on margins. That is, now they are cutting prices. In the last week, HUL has reduced prices of its popular soap brands Lifebuoy and Lux by 5-11%. And Godrej Consumer Products has reduced soap rates by 13-15%. To lure more buyers, many companies are also offering discounts and bargain deals this festival season. Since Q3 and Q4 are important quarters for FMCG companies, with a lot of festivals and holidays lined up, it's crucial for them to build up volumes and win over customers. With palm oil prices also now half from its peak, analysts believe there is enough room to pass on the benefits to consumers, gain volumes, and still be fairly comfortable on the margin front. But one important thing to remember going ahead is that since Q3 and Q4 are important quarters for FMCG industry, most companies will also be looking to ramp up advertising and promotional spends, which might end up being negative for margins. 9 months into this year, FMCG companies are coming a full circle. First, they went on an offensive, hiking prices to protect margins and compromising on volumes. Now they are playing the defensive card, taking price cuts to boost volumes. How margins will unfold will really depend on how each company plays its cards, because a lot of that can be calibrated through internal operations and ad and promotional budgets. So all said and done, FMCG valuations continue to remain expensive. Stocks like Britannia, Dabur, Godrej Consumer, HUL, Marico, Nestle, all of them are trading at PE multiples north of 50 times FY23 earnings. ITC, even though it has gained 50% this year, is relatively cheap at a PE of 22 times. And of course, it continues to be a favorite amongst analysts also this year. If valuations are keeping you at bay, remember that FMCG is also believed to be a defensive sector. When there is uncertainty in the economy, investors do tend to treat FMCG stocks as dependable bets. But then, if you take a slightly longer term view, high price stocks or stocks that trade at high multiples never augur well for capital appreciation. At least that is my belief. That's all from me. Catch you same time tomorrow and have a wonderful trading day.